I got back in the planes. Now your tension was twice as much. Being you went through the night before, now we're twice as tense, especially the first group, which was our, the first battalion. The others were, some of them had just about gotten into the air, where we were in the air for already maybe an hour, circling around, picking up the whole line, you know, until everybody was up. So then at 9:30 or 9:30 or 10 o'clock, we took off again.
At night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we circled.
Now this is the night of the 5th?
The 5th.
Okay.
Night of the 5th until 1 o'clock in the morning of the 6th. Because we had to pick up, couple of thousand planes between 101st and the 82nd. Well, the 101st had a different route. They went north to south. They went south. Uh-huh. We went out west between the Jersey and Guernsey Islands, and we come in from the west. And then we reached the Mortar Bay and Rover, the Dover Rivers, then we jumped. Well, the cloud banks and then the ACAC coming up, the shrapnel hitting the planes, you know, and you see these balls of fire. Yeah, I could hardly sit in there because you had so much equipment looking out the little window, you know, and you could see those damn balls of fire all around, which is the anti-aircraft fire. Like in Desert Storm, you know, all that stuff going up, we're going through it. A couple of planes were shot down, quite a few of them, and a lot of planes. My plane was hit after I got out, that I know, because the guys were missing. I fell out. I tripped on vomit. Some of the guys had thrown up, you know, from nerves. And as we pivoted out the thing, my feet went out from under me, and I went upside down. And my hips caught the side door of the plane, wind like hell holding me there a minute, and I twisted and let loose. Guys in the meantime, as they're going out, they hit me in the head, you know, with their feet. And finally, I broke loose, thank God. I was more fighting here than. And I come down, opened up, and as I'm coming down, I hear crackle through the air. What was it? Bullets were going through the parachute.
See,
they were shooting. Because we landed where I was, my group, we were right near Etonville. Now, Etonville was a headquarters. There must have been the guards there. The guards seen it coming down, or other places they guys went, there was nobody around. It was more farm country. And the bullets were flying through the canopy. You hear crack, 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 crack. Jesus Christ, I come down, I climbed like this up my the risers, and I come flying backwards this way. It went into a hedgerow, the other side of a hedgerow, but I was hung up on the hedgerow trees. And I'm about a foot off the ground, and I took the knife out, and I'm slashing all the rods, you know, because now I figure the bullets are going to be coming through. I hit the ground behind a dirt bank, and I threw everything off. I threw the landmine away, to hell with this. I figured if I'm going to die. Plus, we had a Mae West. We had a Mae West besides, and gas mask.
And a Mae West is if you land in the water?
Or? Yeah, in case you're shot down the water. Uh-huh. All this unnecessary equipment. I'd rather drown than carry that damn thing.
But all this
extra equipment, you got to understand, this extra equipment, you'd get killed if you had to keep it. You couldn't crawl through the brush. I threw this, I threw that, cut everything loose. I even cut myself getting out, you know, cutting everything. I took off like a rabbit. I go and I'm getting to a hedgerow. I get over to a little gate, like going from one field to another. And I hear somebody coming. So I lay down on the ground and I lay flat. And coming, I hear click, click, you know, the clickers. And I'm looking for my clicker. I couldn't find my clicker. So I lay flat on the ground, and I'm looking up, and I could see the silhouette. Guy go by, it was one of our men. Yo, I said, yo, God sake, man, I was glad to see one of my own. Then we grouped together, it was four of us. Then we went out, we got over to a road, we're going down the road, and we ran into the Germans. The Germans were coming up the road. Well, we were shot like a son of a gun, fired all the bullets we could, and took off backwards, because our objective was to get to Hill 30. That was the main objective, and try to group into bigger forces. So then we went and we heard some fighting off to the side, and you could tell the difference between German and American weapons. A German machine gun is like a rip.
They had like the
Uzis today.
The burp gun, it was called? The
burps, yeah, they're like that, like the Uzi. You know, burp, burp. Instead, of, you know what our light machine guns were? Dunk, 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 dunk. They sound like an old machine gun. So anyway, we had it, and we finally hooked up with another small group. Then another one. By daylight, we had quite a group. One point, we got into a big firefight, and I remember I jumped into a ditch. The Germans were on the higher ground, and they were firing down. I got the ditch, you know, you got the road, dirt road. You got ditches on either side. Well, I jumped into the ditch. The bullets were hitting all around. I got into the ditch, and I'm laying flat on my back, and the bullets are, the road bed is here, right? And the bullets are striking the bank. The bank on that side was a little higher. If it was lower, that bullet would have come right down.
Hmm.
Must have been about 15, 20 bullets hit all around in the ditch there. Then they let up. In the meantime, the other guys were fired, but I was in a spot, I couldn't even get up.
Uh-huh.
If I got up, I got hit. Oh, you're frightened. I mean, you talk about frightened, you stop breathing, actually. In Holland, too, in the town of Weiler, we got into one hell of a fight with the Germans, and even there, I actually stopped breathing. I ran, I'd say, 200 yards without taking a breath of air. My heart even stopped. You know, this is how, when you get to a fright, these are things that you can't, you know, you see these pictures, television,
uh-huh.
You know, it's such a joke. There's no such a thing as these so-called hero baloney. Right? Everybody I knew of, they were frightened stiff. When they're really into a fight.